The Traveler's Journal, July 3rd. Becoming a part-time tour guide. With one baby boomer turning 50 every 7 seconds, the future of group travel is very bright. Typically, 3 out of every 4 people on a group trip are that age or older. They appreciate the conveniences and cost savings of group travel, the ease of having someone else plan the trip and worry about all the details from the itinerary to the luggage handling. But as this generation ages, they're not limiting their group trips to senior citizen center casino trips and whirlwind European bus tours. Increasingly, birds of a feather are flocking together as people travel with groups of friends or folks with whom they share common interests, from skiing and photography to bird watching and motorcycles. What's more, many of these trips are organized by enterprising amateurs who have a passion for travel. Some participate in informal travel clubs. Others put together their own trips and find 10 or 15 people to come along. Rather than money as a reward for their troubles, these Pied Pipers get to travel for free or at a substantial discount. Frequently, these group leaders have retired from careers in teaching, corporate sales, or the military. But anyone who's been a successful scout leader or run a nonprofit organization probably has all the necessary skills. But rather than learning all the ropes by trial and error, novices can turn to several organizations and books for tips on organizing and operating a successful group trip. Check our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.